It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB. You know, we've spent a fair amount of time over the last couple of weeks and probably even beyond that talking about getting out there for the planting season and getting those corn and soybeans into the ground and all of that. But, you know, there's a lot of cattle farmers out there who have been looking at their pastures and looking at the weather and looking at their cattle. So we thought this would be a great time to get an update on how they are doing. Joining us today is the beef field specialist for ISU Extension and Outreach, Christopher Clark. Chris, hi there. Welcome back to Central Iowa Today.
Yeah, hi, Ken. Thank you for having me today.
So, general question, how are the cattle producers and all those type of folks doing out there right about now?
Well, I think everyone's probably happy that we're having some rain. In many cases, the weather's been pretty cool across the state, and in some areas of the state, a little bit dry. So everybody's, you know, probably thankful for the rain and certainly ready for some warmer temperatures, which I think are coming here around the corner. The grass has been a little slow to take off, just given that weather pattern, but I think, boy, if we get some sunshine after this rain, the grass is really going to take off and grow well for us. So hopefully that's good for most folks. You know, in terms of the market, market's down a little bit and feed prices are going up. So that's going to be a little challenging here moving forward. But hopefully we can kind of manage that and see what things do here moving forward.
Are we in a position yet? Because, you know, we've had some nice rains, with the emphasis on nice here lately. Are we to the point yet where we could kind of say, okay, it could stop raining for a little bit, or do we still need some more of that rain to help that grass and other conditions?
You know, that's an interesting question. And really, you know, I think in some parts of the state, including up into kind of central, north central Iowa, especially west central Iowa, we've been pretty dry, and I don't think we've yet hit the mark where we've got too much rain. And like you say, I would totally agree. This has come so nice and gentle. Obviously, this time of year, we worry some about erosion and pooling and stuff like that when the rain comes hard and fast. But at least while I've been driving around the last few days, I've really noticed it's just been a pretty gentle rain. And boy, I think folks are probably just really thankful for it. And I think, you know, even if we get a couple more days here of sprinkling and gentle rain and stuff, you know, once we do get some sunshine and warmth, we're going to be in much, much better shape.
You know, I don't want to jinx this, so I don't want to bring up anything about the fact we really haven't had any gully washers or anything, so I don't want to jinx us. Hey, let's talk a little bit about a program that's coming up here in Marshall County, and one that I believe you do in other areas as well. It's called the Pasture Walk Program. What is that all about?
Yeah, so we do, you know, lots of different educational programs through Extension, and we do several different pasture programs. Often we'll do kind of one-and-done pasture walks where we just spend a couple hours out in the field. But we also do some more extensive grazing programs. And this one, I guess I'm kind of calling the Pasture and Grazing Management Program, but we're going to meet about five times over the course of the growing season, and each time talk about some different subjects. We'll have some guest speakers, hopefully do some pasture visits and pasture walks as part of that curriculum. And hopefully by the end of the program, which will be in the fall, I think our last meeting is October 27th, we'll then talk about, you know, some things that we can do to extend the grazing season, talk a little bit about grazing corn stalk residue and cover crops and things like that, and hopefully kind of tie it all together and really help people improve their grazing management.
If somebody's interested in taking part in this pasture walk program, I'm going to guess they could probably reach out to the Marshall County ISU Extension and Outreach Office.
Yep, that's correct. Chelsea Martins at the Extension Office is kind of helping me organize this, and Marshall County is really supporting it and you know, helping a lot with the logistics. And we can register there by calling the Marshall County Extension Office and or by emailing Chelsea. And you can also reach out to me directly if you'd like. But the number there at the extension office is 641-752-1551. And my number would be 712-250-0070. And either way, we can get you signed up and get you on the list.
Now, for a city boy like me, educate me a little bit. When you go out on one of these pasture walks, spend a couple hours out in the field among livestock that is grazing, what are you looking for?
You know, it's really different at every event. And I always say it helps me to talk with the producer beforehand or even visit the farm beforehand. But there's always some good talking points. You know, in some cases, we'll go out and look at species of plants. We'll talk about, you know, desirable species. We'll talk about weed control, brush management. You know, we may talk about erosion. We may talk about grazing strategies to prevent overgrazing and improve forage utilization. Yeah, there's just all kinds of things. You know, often we encourage rotational grazing, and our biggest challenges there are often fence and water. And so we'll talk about options for pasture watering systems and fencing options and things like that.
You know, we talk with corn and soybean farmers about, you know, having to get the field ready and doing what they do. Are cattlemen and beef producers and that, are they kind of going, well, you know, we got to wait for Mother Nature here a little bit to do her thing? Can they do a lot to improve the grazing conditions for their cattle?
They can, but it's interesting. A lot of it's kind of passive stuff. You know, one of the big things that helps pastures is simply rest and recovery time. And so that's where we talk about, you know, rotational grazing, trying to set up situations where certain paddocks just have more rest and recovery time after they're grazed. Just managing the stocking rate and the stocking density is a big part of that. You can certainly do some fertilization and some soil testing to manage the fertility. But I would say it's a little more passive or a little more inactive than on the row crop side, where they're out, you know, tilling and applying nitrogen and really working at it. But yeah, there's a lot that cattle producers can do to improve things.
And I'm just curious because, you know, after the derecho of last year, you know, that created some unique challenges for farmers who were planting because, you know, they've got, and I forget the term, but, you know, they had the stalks and the corn blowing everywhere. And so now they have some, for lack of a better term, some wild corn out there that's growing. And did the derecho and the way it blew everything around cause any problems for folks in the pastures?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly did. I think in many cases it didn't hurt the forage too terribly much. One of the big things was just knocking down trees and tree limbs, which in some cases damaged fences and, you know, crossings and things like that. There were probably some instances of cattle injury or death, although I didn't hear a lot about that. Mm-hmm. Probably some instances of cattle just getting out and being lost, you know, after the fences were down. And probably a pretty scary, stressful event as those winds came through. I know there were some producers that had to spend a few days just trying to find and gather their cattle. You know, there were plenty of challenges, but a little different deal than the row crop side of things, and probably not as much direct crop or forage damage.
You know, you talked about, you know, it's kind of like every field's a little bit different and you know, the different kind of livestock maybe are a little different. Is there one thing that you look for that you go out and you say, you know, now that is a great pasture?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I actually walked through some pastures just the other day that I would categorize as great pastures. And so I look at the quality of the fence. I look at the quality and the vigor of the forage. I look for how much weed pressure there is. And, you know, I look for shade, water sources, things like that. So the one that I'm thinking of that I visited the other day, the producer does rotational grazing. And has just a really beautiful pasture in terms of having the weeds under control, having the brush under control. He does have some good trees here and there for shade. He's got lots of ponds and streams, and has done a good job of setting up some different watering points so that every time he changes paddocks, he does have nice, clean, fresh water in that paddock. Yeah, I mean, really, it's well, the other thing I would add maybe just diversity of forage. I'd like to see lots of different species of desirable plants. Usually we're relying pretty heavily on cool season grasses, but I would like to see several species of those out there, maybe plus some legumes. So if we can get some clover and some alfalfa and trefoil and stuff in addition to the grasses, that'd be fantastic. But yeah, there's certainly a lot of variation in the quality and the productivity of the pastures that we see.
This may seem like a relatively simple question, but how important is the pasture when it comes to the quality of the livestock and therefore the beef that is processed by those farmers? How important is that to the overall health and therefore to the product we end up going and buying at the meat counter?
It's a big part of it. You know, I think a lot of the meat that we get from the meat counter would be fed cattle that do go through the feedlot after they are weaned. And so they're often grain-fed, at least to some degree. And we do a really good job in the state of Iowa. We probably produce some of the best quality of beef in the world, to be honest.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
As a consumer, I would agree with that.
Yeah, we do a really good job. You know, I think the quality of the grass impacts production and gain. It impacts reproductive efficiency. Probably impacts just animal health and body condition. And so ultimately, maybe affects the profitability of the producer even more so than quality of that end product. But there's no doubt, you know, if they have a good start, there's lots of research out there now, even looking at the effect of nutrition on the calf that's developing in the uterus.
Mm-hmm.
And if the cow is not fed well during pregnancy, we see potential issues with those calves and like lack of health, lack of productivity and stuff clear throughout their productive lives. So, I mean, no doubt getting them off to a good start and taking care of those mama cows is really the base of everything that we do.
We've got about half a minute left. Tell us again about the Pasture Walk program and how folks can get involved with that.
Yeah, so it's going to be a comprehensive pasture management program. We're going to meet 5 times at the Marshall County Extension Office kind of throughout the growing season. Our first session will be June 16th, and you can register for that. We do ask that you pre-register. It will be free thanks to some sponsorship. But we do ask that you pre-register by calling the Marshall County Extension Office at 641-752-1551.
All righty, sounds good. As always, thanks for the time and for your insight. A pleasure visiting with you. We'll do this again, maybe.
Yeah, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Chris Clark, who is a beef field specialist with ISU Extension and Outreach, our guest today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB.